ABC Radio Darwin.
This is just gives us a nice opportunity to focus on relationships and tuning up our relationships. How important is it to keep an eye on the health of your relationship? Sounds obvious, it's probably very important, but how well do we do at that?
Oh, well, for the ladies, I guess, you know how important is it is to keep your dental checkup, or for the blokes, how important is it to give a tune-up on the car? It's important. It's really important. And we don't tend to do it as far as relationships are concerned. But yet, if that relationship falls apart, everything will change. So it's more important than the dental checkup or the car.
You talked last time you were here about how long we often leave it to talk to someone when it comes to our own personal mental health, and that often we're already in a crisis when we reach out. Do you find that that's the same for relationships? This is in one of your areas of expertise, relationship counselling.
I'm seeing it change a little bit more and more, where people are becoming a little more preventative and saying, you know, I think we need a bit of an audit, a checkup of how we're travelling. But the majority of people who walk through the door have got to the point where they've been hoping it would get better on its own for so long now, and then the counsellings or the therapeutic interventions are the last resort, so no pressure for us at all, but that's kind of how they present. Yeah.
And so what's the process then when people are presenting when their relationship is in crisis? Because you gave us a lot of great techniques for when we present when our mental health is in crisis, but what about when relationships have reached that point?
Well, I think the healthiest relationships are when you have two individuals, but they're differentiated within that relationship. So they're two individual people, but they're also a couple. And a lot of times when relationships are in crisis, that's kind of got lost, and two people are now in separate corners with their heels dug in, and they're very inflexible now. It's become very rigid. So what we try and do is bring back a little bit of that flexibility, open-minded thinking, and most important, a little bit of empathy, thinking back to the good old days. We don't really hate this person. I want to kill them. We just, you know, let's bring back a little bit of softness, and we start with that.
All right. Well, let's pretend we're not in crisis and that we don't want to reach that point. You've got really wonderful advice on how we can approach the relationship to fine-tune it without having to necessarily come and have a session. Tell us about the inner world of our partner. Or what that means, the inner world of your partner, and why that's important.
Well, look, I think we're always going to keep a part of us totally secret from our partners. I think we fear judgment from our partners more than anybody else on this planet. So there's always going to be that part that we keep for ourselves. But if relationships encounter issues or problems, they tend to start making us withdraw into those inner worlds more and more. And often when we find, say, for example, infidelity in a relationship, is because somebody has developed a separate world to their relationship where they feel safer, more competent, more confident, more themselves. And they're keeping that secret from their partner. So how do we sort of keep in check with that? Well, there's an app for that, Liz, believe it or not. It's called the Deck Cards, and it was developed by John Gottman. And you can download it on iPhone, and it has a whole lot of questions. It's for free. It's called Deck Cards. And you can download it, and it has questions. There's a whole range of questions. So some of them can be quite insightful and simple as, you know, who's your arch nemesis at the moment? Or as simple as, what's your favorite color? And that may not seem to be significant for people who've been in relationships for long periods of time. But what's more significant is to follow it up with a why. Because after 10, 15 years or even 5 years, we're not the same people anymore. We don't have the same favorite foods. We don't have the same favorite things. Things change. And we need to keep in touch with those changes with our partner. Otherwise, they tend to be the seeds of change that make us grow apart.
So how does a question about who is your arch nemesis at the moment, how does that unfold into something more meaningful? What might that look like?
Well, it can lead to you having a deeper understanding. You might have thought that the partner's arch nemesis was perhaps your mother, but actually at the moment it's the boss at work. And so you know that when your partner's talking about work, you know that their arch nemesis is their partner, and you can stop and say, hey, you know, I know this is really difficult for you. I know how you're feeling about this person. How can I be of a support? How can I be there for you? And then vice versa. And the more that we meet each other's needs in that place, the less we feel that we're in conflict.
And equally, if they crack a joke about your mother-in-law and you realise that they don't have the relationship you thought they did, that they're just cracking a joke. They're not actually having a go.
Right.
Mother-in-law. So without the app, how would you suggest that people access that inner world of their partner, or how do they open up their own inner world to their partner?
I think the most important thing is that partners have to feel safe that they can have a conversation without it leading to conflict. So I always encourage people to stay curious. And I use the word curious by saying it's the challenge of being curious to want to understand, but without judgment. And as soon as judgment comes in, the person's going to clam up. So try and keep your mind open, not rigid or inflexible, trying to understand and really listen without wanting to come back with a but or what about this time and but, you know, and that sort of gets them to shut down. So just curious, trying to understand without judgment.
What if you aren't in touch with your own inner world? Is that a problem?
Look, absolutely, absolutely, because we all like to think that we have honesty as one of our values, but we've got to be honest with ourselves. And the only way you can do that is constant self-reflection. Right. How are you really travelling?
So the app is called the Deck Cards?
Yeah, just Deck Cards.
Deck Cards.
Two little hearts and a little orange block.
Okay. Definitely sounds like a good one to check out. Nina Boyson on ABC Radio Darwin. She's a local counsellor with the EASA, joining us every couple of weeks to help us with our mental health, relationships. And over the next few months as well, she'll introduce us to some different therapeutic practices, different ways that you might be able to work on some of this stuff. Nina Boyson, local counsellor from EASA. She joins us every couple of weeks. Great to see you. Thanks, Nina.
ABC Radio Darwin.